Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rock the Casbah, whatever it's called.
Casbah.
Rock the Casbah.
See, because here's the thing. Let's turn it up for a second. Okay, I was going to say it sounds like he's saying rock the Casbah, but I guess not. Anyway, welcome back to MuggleCast. It's 6:14 here on the East Coast. We're 6 hours into this live show, entering our seventh hour.
I'm Andrew Sims. Oh, my God. I'm Jamie Lawrence.
I am Eric Skull.
I'm Laura Thompson.
And I'm Micah B.
Yes. Thank you. I was going to be very unhappy if you said Micah B, right?
There are.
I'm Micah B. It's the Micah B thing. What can I say?
Oh, Mikey, we forgot to say, if anyone has any very traditional, authentic, new, original ways of saying Mikey B.
Did we even release that episode?
I don't think we did, no.
What was it? Oh, no. We'll do that on for Picklebackers.
Well, can we explain what it was, at least?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, so we recorded, who was it? It was just me.
Jamie and you.
Yeah, it was me, Kevin, Jamie, and Andrew, and we recorded a little half-an-hour show, and we never released it because it was we were talking about this thing being 24 hours instead of 12, and it was a whole thing. And we had a listener challenge, but it never got released.
What was it?
And the listener challenge was to email me, mikey@staff.mugglenet.com, a recording of yourself saying, Mikey B., in any different way, whether it be like Mikey B, Mikey B, Mikey B, Mikey B, and I said the top five, but I think if it does happen, if people email me, I'll do like the top 10 versions of Mikey B. You know,
we're looking for originality, aren't we, Mikey?
Yes, we're looking for originality. So if it's just Mikey B, you know, you're probably not going to get
there.
You really don't have a chance, especially when you have like Jamie here going Mikey B, and you got me going I'm Mikey B.
You got
Brandon, and you got, you know, we all do the Mikey B.
You got to understand, quite a bit of the tour when we got bored was just coming out with new ways to say Mikey B.
So
we've done them all. We think we've heard them all. If you can prove us wrong, then Mikey at staff.
Yeah, Mikey at staff, and I will go ahead and if you guys could. Oh, someone in the chat says they're going to do a beatbox of Mikey B.
So honestly, be creative.
Someone's like a Jamaican accent.
Going, hey, Mikey B.
It's a Mikey B, man. Right down by the beach, girl. We down Mikey by the B. beach, Mikey B, y'all. Yeah.
So, Mikey, you're really good at that.
Hey, wait, I have dreads now. I haven't posted a picture or anything.
Dreads.
Yeah, I dreaded my hair. So I do have dreads right now because my hair was really, really long. But yeah, so if you guys can come up with something creative, record it and email it to me. And if it's a really big file, like upload it somewhere and like then send me a link.
It just occurred to me that it would be awesome if Frank Oz listened to our podcast because then he could do an accurate Yoda impression of saying Mikey B.
You don't understand that. It would be like my ringtone, my everything, if Frank Oz did. You realize I have Yoda tattooed on my leg also.
Yeah, you're
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
So be creative and email us, or email me, I guess. And the top 10 that I receive, I will... edit together all 10 of them with a 1, 2, 10, and I'll send them all to Andrew and podcast it for us, I think. Maybe by the end of the show, or maybe another day, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Hey, I just posted the links to the Mikey. Is it just me, or is Mikey laggy? Just me, or is Mikey laggy?
What?
We're stalling.
Moving and stalling.
We're crashing here really quick. Everyone here now?
Uh-oh. Everybody else. I can find it.
What, Jamie?
Can I do my lagging impression? And...
yeah, let's make... oh, and we're losing everyone right now. Mikey? Laura? Laura? Mikey?
I'm here.
Okay. Something happened.
Hello?
Yeah, you were good, I think.
What?
We're losing everyone. My internet's crashing. Hold on.
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We went 6.5 hours. I know that, but you guys are lagging.
No, I can hear you even. Like, I don't hear you lagging at all.
I hear you lagging. Yeah, Laura, talk.
Call me back. Call me back.
Okay. Here.
No, I'm you here. Guys... are we on?
Yeah.
Are we on still?
Eric, you're there?
Because Cyberdyne is very upsetting. Hey. Yeah, Skynet. Skynet taking over the world.
Laura.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mikey.
Yeah, no?
Okay, no, we're good now. Something happened there.
Andrew.
We've been rocking this Skype chat for 6.5 hours now. I'm very impressed by Skype. I've never seen... even when we record for an hour and a half, it can't hold up as well.
Yeah.
So, it's a shame. Well, actually, no, it's not a shame. We've been doing great. I can't aim and talk at the same time. But anyway, like I was saying, I posted listener challenge winners and the great drawings that Andre made over on MuggleCast.com. The links are right there, very top of the top post. Okay? So, let's see. We are going to get Alex on now. And I believe I have to call Matt's screen name, Mikey.
Matt's
I just want to mix things up.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to announce the vegetable now instead of later. The vegetable for this hour is broccoli.
Ew.
Broccoli. Oh, this is that's foreshadowing. This is going to be a bad sour hour.
Sour hour.
Alex,
not,
you there?
Not the broccoli is sour.
Or is this Matt?
What? Hello?
Yeah, Matt, I called you for Alex.
Yeah, I know. Alex is coming right now.
Okay, why? Your time's over, buddy.
Hi, Matt.
It's Mike.
Hi, Matt.
Happy birthday, Matt. You should come down and hang out with me today sometime. You and Tasha.
You were just here last night.
I know, but I'm my brother.
We've had enough of you, Mikey.
Is that really?
That's what it sounded like, Matt said. That's what it sounded like. I actually mean that nobody could ever have enough of you.
Okay, Alex, you here?
Yeah, hey.
All right, sweet. Alex Carpenter is back. Ringmaster of the Remus Lupins.
I'm so much more awake now.
Good.
Red Bulls help. We just got back from Denny's, and let me tell you something about Denny's. Oh, it is never a good idea.
Going to Denny's?
Except for when it's like 3 a.m. and you really want some good food fast.
And you're starving, yeah. Daytime Denny's
Alex, remember how I left last night at like 5 in the morning?
You didn't go to Denny's, did you?
I thought about it. I passed the Denny's, and I was like, oh, I should get Denny's. And then I ended up saying, no, I just went home and watched TV and went to bed. I watched Food Network, though. An episode of Iron Chef was on, and I was pretty entertained with that.
So,
the special ingredient was Parmesan oregano.
We're having internet problems here. We're going to have to restart this conversation in a second.
I think you are.
Okay, you know what? Let me stop for a second, and everyone will still hear me. So actually, nobody's going to hear me. Okay, everyone bear with us for 1 second. Let's restart the combo. Alex. It was Jamie's bad joke.
It wasn't bad. It was terrible.
Okay, so now that I think we're all here and ready to go, we want to talk about Wizard Rock for a little bit, because Wizard Rock is really a large part of the fandom, if I may say so myself. And Alex,
it's mostly thanks to you and your rapping skills, Andrew.
Thank you. That's very flattering. I'm sure you feel that way. So. Alex, tell me, when did the Remus Lupin start up? When did you start up, basically?
Wow. I started when I was born. I don't know. Remus Lupin started, two Thanksgivings ago. So whatever the summer was before Goblet of Fire came out was when that band started.
Oh, okay.
99? Oh, you mean the movie?
99?
That was the book of the movie. Yeah, you guys were...
And, When was it that you decided you needed a full band?
I don't know. I think that the Remus Lupins have always kind of wanted to, I've always wanted to be like a rock band. You know, the music always kind of pushed for that. It didn't really feel acoustic. So it was just a matter of waiting to, you know, have the right people around.
Alex, I'm sure you get asked this question all the time, and you've told me, I know, but why did you pick the Remus Lupins as your name?
I'm sorry that I'm laughing so much. I'll answer in a second, Jamie, because everybody here is like, so many obscenities are being said right off the bat.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to shield you.
Tell them this is a serious program.
Yeah, Alex, wait. A serious program.
Question, who is there with you? Who's still with you right now?
Okay, I gotta tell them. Hold on. You guys, this is a serious program.
I wanna hear some hits.
We're talking. Matt says, I thought you were on MuggleCast.
Wow.
We're just hanging out with the
the kids we don't get out of here. The kids we call the SoCal Order, who are pretty rad kids.
The SoCal Order. You're yeah. dorks for calling yourselves the SoCal Order.
The kids.
Hey.
Yeah, Mikey came up with this, so you can blame
them. I did not come up with that. It's just, you know, it's because I like the song The Order from you. That was like a demo that almost died if I didn't keep
it. It almost died. It was Mikey saved that song. Anyway, so Pasha is here. Molly from Avonlin.net is here. Chris, Quinn, just a bunch of people. We're just hanging out. Thing.
Cool. So... More like the Dork Order.
The reason it chose the Dork Order.
Yeah, I went there.
Mikey B, you want to handle that?
Mikey B's not here.
Yeah, you know what? That's what they actually call us, the Dork.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
I am here. We're just not talking.
Okay, we need to drop somebody from the conversation, I'm afraid, because this is not working out right now. Who wants to drop out for 15 minutes?
Hey, I gotta go, guys. I gotta go to work.
You do?
Okay. You can drop me. I gotta work.
Okay. See you, Eric.
Bye, Eric.
Okay, that was easy. All right.
Bye, Eric.
Hopefully
press
that helps.
Press the button. Press the button.
I did.
Button.
Oh.
That was easy.
It fixes it all now. Wow.
Okay, so go ahead, Alex.
Oh, man. Okay, the reason I chose Remus is because he was one of my favorite characters, and he's really cool. I think the band was going to go anywhere, so I just chose a random character and made it plural, because that's what band names are supposed to be.
Alex, yeah. Going on from that, how annoyed do you really get when people are like, Alex, I just love your band, Remus and the Lupins, it's just so good?
Well, it's funny, because there is another band, actually, now, called Remus and the Lupins, and they are awesome. So
why would you ever admit to that?
I'm sorry?
I said, why would you ever admit to that?
Because if you heard Remus and the Lupins, you'd know. They have
really?
A song called Think of Something Happy. And it's, like, absurd.
Because, like...
You'll hear more about them.
If there was another podcast called MuggleCast and they were better than us, I would just... I would never say they were good.
I didn't say that Remus and the Lupins was better than the Remus Lupins.
Okay.
See, that's the difference with you guys. Wizard Rock is all about love. You podcasters, you...
It's all about competition, my friend.
Fear and competition.
It's just one podcast after another we have to beat. We always do it, but I mean, you know... So anyway.
Alex, going from there, if you could describe Wizard Rock in one sentence, how would you describe it? Is it about love? Because it is a very special meeting.
I would describe it as the most awesome thing ever. It's a scene where, like, you'll go to a show and everyone will be psyched to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to a lot of concerts. I grew up in L.A., so I definitely spent a lot of time, a lot of my time going to shows. And the Wizard Rock show at Prophecy was one of the best shows I've ever been to because it, like, everyone really genuinely wanted to be there more than anywhere else in the world. And that's what, you know, a lot of Wizard Rock shows have. You guys know, when you're out on tours, like, it's just, like, such a happy atmosphere there.
Yeah.
Excited atmosphere.
And I have to say that the podcast Wizard Rock combination, having both of us there to, do this combined show really worked out very well. Because the podcast listeners and the Wizard Rock listeners are the same kind of Harry Potter fans, I guess you could say.
They are, yeah.
Awesome, you mean?
Yeah, well, awesome, yeah. And you love that word, don't you? And it's just a great group of people who are dedicated to what they love.
Definitely.
Alex, how much do you enjoy live shows? Because I've always thought Wizard Rock is best live.
Oh, yeah. It is.
And I think that's because we don't know how to record stuff properly. It's just funny because, like, all of the – I mean, the Wizard Rock records are all pretty good. And that's – they're fun to listen to in that way, but – there's just something that can't be captured about the live experience of a Wizard Rock show. And I think it has a lot to do with the people at the show, that there's an energy that the crowd is putting out that's unlike anything else.
Yeah, this is actually a perfect conversation because we're bad at live shows. You're great at live shows. We're great at recorded shows. You're bad at recorded songs. So, I mean, we can team up and maybe do something here.
Yeah. Quite big generalizations, although pretty true, yeah.
Well, I'm just going off of what Alex just said.
If you guys do, like, a podcast or something, maybe I could come on it. And
I don't know about you. Well, Alex, I like your recorded stuff. And
What I'm saying is we're better recorded, they're better live. They admit to being better live, we admit to being better recorded.
No, I see what you're saying.
So it works out.
No, definitely. I think it's just there's just energy there.
There is a lot of energy, you can tell, yeah. And you can tell that you get really into it as well, which is
I get
really, really
into
nice
it,
to see. Actually. No, it's good. That's how it should be, passion.
Yeah, my thing is, you could tell how much Alex actually gets into it. Has anyone ever tried to give him a hug after the show?
He's all sweaty. I hate you.
I don't try. He comes after
I'm just
me.
Saying, I'm just saying, Alex. I love you, man, but you...
He's working hard. He's working
hard. I love
hard.
You, buddy. Just
the best is, can I catch the best is, so after a show, people will come up to me, we'll be talking to people, and I'm like, I guess I have like a reputation now for being a good hugger, so people are like, could I have a hug? And I'm like, obviously, I've been playing for an hour and a half, I've been sweating profusely, and I'm obviously like drenched, and then they give me a hug, and they're like, you're all wet!
Really?
Did you not like that?
Guys, you gotta remember, it's in that voice that they say that, you're all wet!
Yeah. You're all wet! It's Mickey Mouse every time, actually.
Oh, boy!
Even the boys.
Even the boys. You know, it's the boys.
Especially the boys, Mikey.
I know, come on. I'm always there going, give me a hug, Alex.
Alex, what you need is like a manager of acts who just brings a load of them along and you just spray down right after the show.
We were considering getting sponsored by Apple Juice, but if...
Apple Juice?
not a brand in general, just Apple Juice. Like
it's the concept of Apple Juice, actually.
You guys love Apple Juice, don't you, on tour?
I don't know. We used to. We thought it was going to be a bigger deal on this tour. We had Apple Juice like twice.
I remember Brandon or somebody buying apple juice. I was like, dude, you like apple juice? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I did too.
People brought it to us. It's pretty cool.
Oh. People bring us pickles and boxes of Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Remember the pickles that break in the bag?
Huh?
Remember the pickles that broke in the bag and it smelt up the car?
Oh, should we tell that story real quick?
Tell real quick.
So we're at Dave and Buster's. Everyone's having a good time. Ben goes out to the car, takes out this mini suitcase I've had this whole entire tour, and it holds all the Pickle Peck wristbands, a jar of pickles that a fan gave us, and like a t-shirt and some other gifts like we've received. Ben somehow takes it out and like throws it on the ground on the street in the parking lot of Dave & Buster's. So we come out like an hour or two later, and I see it there, and there's like... stuff like coming out of it. It looks like water laying around it. And as I get closer to it, I can smell pickles. I'm like, what is this doing just laying here? I open it up. The pickle jar is smashed open. Pickle juice is all over these Pickle Peck wristbands. The case smells. So I like yelled at Ben, and then we just left the case there with all the Pickle Peck wristbands.
We should offer them for a higher price, Andrew.
I don't have them. They're still laying in the parking lot in David Buster's in Pittsburgh.
I
left most of them there.
Oh yeah, and then the pillow I was using to sleep in the back seat was kind of had pickle juice on. I was like, guys, this thing's really bad. Can we get to where we're going right away?
Yeah, thank God that was after the last live show. But
yeah, after Ben had just driven into like a big old thing and broke the light on the car.
Yeah, car was in great condition then. But
Alex, give us a few details of your tour, because I mean, I thought we'd been touring quite a while, but you have been touring all summer, haven't you? How have you found it?
It was pretty crazy. I mean, we're home now and we're sort of adjusting to life in the real world again, which is really weird.
Sad, I guess.
But it's kind of sad
doing all that.
It's kind of sad, but you know, we made a lot of really good friends, and just like everybody, we're trying to keep in contact with, you know, this summer and kind of keep it alive. But tour was just so crazy. I mean, I don't even know how to put it. Just like we lived in a van for 2 months, which is out of control.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
Muggle Dog in the chat room says Alex Carpenter is so dreamy. I just want to let you know that.
Let me say really quickly. I appreciate that you guys are all like really goofy and Jamie's like hard nosed journalist over here. I think it's very funny.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to act the big part, you know, and everyone's like
Jamie.
But guys, isn't Alex dreamy? Alex is dreamy though, right?
That's not hard journalism. What I wanted to say is I was hanging out.
Alex, do tell me
about the dreaminess.
I was
hanging out in the chat room before I came on, and let me tell you, Jamie, the people in there like you a lot, my friend.
Aw, isn't that nice?
They are fans of the Jamie Lawrence.
I have noticed that they're telling me to sing, however I think I'd rather, and then insert something very, very bad here, because singing just does not happen on live shows. Singing just doesn't happen, really.
Except in the 12th hour, right?
Except in the 12th hour when we're delirious from tiredness.
So, everybody, keep listening, and maybe you'll hear
Alex,
it sing.
I'm so excited for that. I'm excited for the end of this show.
Me
now
too.
You guys are just not even speaking English anymore.
I'm staying away from the journalism thing. Will you one day, dedicate a version of The Weasleys as such an inspiration to me?
Yeah,
from now on here, I'm announcing it, okay, to however many people are listening. from now on, henceforth, all times that the Remus Lupins played the Weasleys are dedicated
Alex,
to Jamie Lawrence.
I love you. I love you.
There it is.
That's my favorite Remus Lupin. I love that song.
841 people just heard that, so.
You're the witnesses.
Yeah.
All the Weasleys are huge.
I changed it. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love the Weasleys. I think they're, you know, an excellent sort of...
Are they inspiration to you?
They are an inspiration. I mean,
okay.
They you know, inspire me to be better. But I changed the lyrics in that song for you guys after
you
the tour.
Really? Yeah.
The lyrics used to be, you know, and think about Molly because she does this, but now it's give it up for Molly. Because,
oh, yeah.
I hearing that, and I started laughing about it. I totally forgot.
When I was at your show after the tour at in New York City, where was that little bar place? You sit it there, and you looked at me when you said it. I was like, wait a second. Did he change the lyrics just for us, or have they always been like that?
Yeah, I changed it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's very cool. Well, yeah, your shows are a lot of fun to be at, and
we had an awesome time touring, an absolutely best 8 days of our lives. I speak for myself. I'm sure everyone agrees.
I agree.
Apart from Sonic, that is the stupidest fast food place I've ever been to.
Sonic is
life.
A fantastic restaurant.
Why do you say that, Jamie?
I tell you why I say that, because there's a door that you can walk into where everyone's working.
That's called a kitchen.
In and being normal and ordering there, you have to speak into a wall, which is just pointless.
Yeah, but Jamie, I think the only reason you were upset with them is because you had to go to the bathroom and they wouldn't let you in the back to see if they had one.
Well, that is annoying, yes, but apart from that, you do have to speak into something that is just, you know, and then they walk out and give it to you. You might as well walk in. Anyway, I'm sure they make like £1 billion a year, so I'm not one to talk.
Dude, I don't know about pounds, because I don't think they're in the UK, but...
but Andrew, I can convert it and make it up to pounds.
Okay. Oh, man. You want to... I guess we'll take a couple callers now, maybe if anyone has any questions for Alex, or we'll just talk about Harry Potter in general, or whatever.
Yeah, okay? Harry Potter.
Are there any
we'll talk about Harry Potter for once.
Are there any rockers on that we can give a call to? Maybe?
Yeah. Look, Alex, have any, Mikey, or Alex?
I'm looking to see if anyone's on. I don't see anyone from the parcel mounds, and I don't see any
of those. Early. It's early for Wizard Rocker.
But this is Wizard Rock Hour on MuggleCast. Oh, what, you guys all sleep until like 8 p.m.?
Yes.
That's when Wizard Rock... Oh, actually, speaking of Wizard Rock, some of the Mikey B songs and things are coming in. I've gotten a couple, and one of them made me really laugh already, so...
We have a caller now, Chloe. Hey, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe, are you mad at me because you didn't win the listener challenge?
Not really.
Okay,
I should have won
I was hoping I would.
Sorry. I did all the judging last week because I thought I told everyone just a week, but Alex, did you see her video?
No, but Facebook told me a lot was going on with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, anyway, what's going on? Here, let me make it up to you. What can I do for you, Chloe?
Okay, well, I have, like, three things that I've been waiting to say to all of you guys.
Okay.
It's sort of been building up.
Okay.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
This is going to be like that video.
Oh, no, I promise. That video was all good. It was just my love for my
podcast. That's what they all say when they talk to us face to face. Now, okay, let's hear your...
All right, so first, my boyfriend, his school got chosen... for the J.K. Rowling signing.
Oh, no way.
Oh, my gosh. So
I was
lucky.
So upset. Yeah, he was bragging all over the place.
I bet. Where's his school? What school is it?
Eagle Rock High School. It's in California.
Oh, okay.
Eagle Rock?
Yeah.
Give it up. Eagle Rock, California. Woo-woo! California. Yeah. Sorry.
He's going with his best friend.
Oh, he's actually going to it. Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah. He got picked.
Oh, wow.
Well, apparently they did a weird picking system.
Yeah, they've been doing it differently for every school, I think.
Yeah, so it was sort of like they just questioned everybody, and if you got them all right, you got chosen.
Oh, okay.
But it was really hard questions and stuff. I mean, one of the ones he told me they asked were like, when does Ron come back in PH? And I wrote what page and stuff. So.
What page? Okay.
Really intense. Then my second thing is that I just started high school this week, and I was really lost for most of my first day, and I accidentally walked into this reading class, and it turned out that the reading class, the entire year's curriculum, was based on Harry Potter.
Oh, wow.
So when I found out that I wasn't in the class, I was pretty upset.
Why didn't you just crash the class? Yeah. Go to that.
Oh, I did. I did. I got pulled out by the principal at the end of the day.
Yes.
Fight the power.
Dumbledore's army forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got
Potter watch.
But it was pretty cool. They were really bad, all the kids in the class. We're like, God, Harry Potter's so stupid.
Really?
It was really upsetting.
And what's number three? Oops, sorry.
Oh, no, I was sitting there with my Harry Potter t-shirt just hanging out.
Oh. And what's number three? What's number three? Come on.
Number three was the shout-out to the vultures. Oh, God. I know you've gotten a lot of those.
Oh. So.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do it one more time. I don't see why not. Everyone's...
Shout-out to all you guys who are in the Skype... Actually, the Skype chat now, which is the Emma has lost it chat, so just have to make a shout-out. They're saying a lot of things for me to say, and I can't keep track of everything.
Here's something I think you want to say.
Hi, my name is Chloe, and I'm a huge MuggleCast fan. I've been a MuggleCast fangirl for 2 years now. And if you're expecting this video to be like the I Fancy the Tree...
This is her video on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen.
...videos, I Eat MuggleCast Fangirls for Breakfast video, or another video about Jamie and Andrew, I would turn it off now.
What are you talking about there, Chloe? What videos? I'm glad we have you here. I can quiz you on all this whole video.
I'm so confused. I don't even know what video.
This is Chloe's video on Facebook. Basically, it's a video saying...
I feel like I'm out of the loop.
Just listen. She was trying to win the listener challenge. She's basically saying I have to win this next listener challenge because she's lost the other ones, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, let's continue. Actually, no, let's hear about this. What Andrew Jamie videos are on Facebook are you talking about?
My friend was sleeping over, and we were watching all the Harry Potter movies in a row in one night, and it got really intense, and in the middle of the second movie, we were just like, okay, that's it. And we look up MuggleCast on YouTube, and for like 4 pages in a row, all we could find were Jamie and Andrew shipper videos.
Really? Okay, that's weird.
A little bit disturbing to watch.
Well, let's...
How weird is it, Andrew? You joined that Facebook group.
I would say... Oh, well, I joined this group. I also joined the I Want to Be a MuggleCast co-host group, and, you know, it doesn't mean anything. But here, let's continue.
I joined that group, and I got to be a co-host. Not really. I don't know. I just join everything at some point, and then I leave.
Let's continue the video.
Are you calling me obsessive?
Yes.
Good, because that's basically what I am.
Okay.
Okay, so now that I've stepped outside my usual videos and my usual video blogs, I'll just get to the point. These Andrew's Listener challenges are starting to get to me. I do every single one, and do I ever win? No. And before you go complaining about how nobody ever wins unless you're the luckiest person on the face of the earth, stop.
I loved your face at the end of that one. You looked like you wanted to kill me.
Oh, God. Well, I just want to say one thing.
I'm sure this is very embarrassing for you.
No, I'm an actress, so embarrassing is not something I'm usually scared of.
Oh, okay.
But, I was doing your last listener challenge with the sign and everything, and I live in this like kind of middle of nowhere town, just sort of like outside of New York City, and it's in Jersey, and like we get a lot of traffic for people to commute.
Yeah.
And so my town isn't really busy a lot, but the one day that I was doing the listener challenge, because there's no pickle retailers, I held the sign up on my street, was the day that the most people came. And I think like somebody who hated Harry Potter passed the street because I almost got hit by a car. So when I say I do basically everything I can, I'm not exaggerating.
Are you trying to guilt trip me? I mean, you're already a Pickleback member. What more do you want from me?
My mom comes outside just as I almost get hit by a car. She was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing. And she was like, I swear, if this is this Harry Potter muggle cat thing.
That's pretty funny, actually.
So, that was my I do absolutely everything I can reference.
I'm looking at more of your videos. What's this one?
Wizard Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't there a video? Oh, Wasn't there a video where you ended like M-E-double-G-L-E-C-A-S in the T?
Yeah, that was the How's This for a Listener challenge.
Oh.
At the end.
Okay, let's get to the end of this. Actually, I can't hear it, can I? Because you're just lip syncing. Oh man, Firefox just crashed on me. Wow, Firefox is not my friend today. Okay, well, enough of that. Well, thank you, Chloe, for calling in.
Thank you guys for picking up.
No problem. It's also, just that whenever somebody calls, let me just make a general announcement here. Whenever somebody calls, we get bombarded with like 30 calls at once, okay. So it's hard to get people.
Just one last thing before, okay. And I know you've gotten a lot of complaints about this before. I joined Pickle Pack, and I realized that this isn't like your fault, but or apparently that's what I've been told, but. When do you think I'll be getting my Pickle Pack t-shirt?
You still haven't gotten your shirt?
Yeah, I signed up the night of.
That's very strange. I'm going to be setting up a forum soon for people who haven't received their Pickle Pack shirts to give me their PayPal ID number and other information, and then we'll mail the shirts out.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Sorry about that. That's weird. I'm surprised you haven't received it because
yeah.
Pretty sure like 99% of the people who are members have by now. But
right. Yeah.
So. Thank you for being nice about it because at Prophecy, ball, I got cornered by this girl.
There was this girl.
And she was very threatening. Like, yeah.
Yeah. We're probably talking about the same girl here. She actually had me by the arm. She was under the influence, of course. She also had me by the arm, but not let go. And I said, listen, if you don't let me go, I'm just walking over to the security guard, and they're going to kick you out. And her friends were like, no, don't do that. She's just, you know what, just let her go. I'm like, get her off of me, because I'm not dealing with this. Get her off, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you know, I'm ripped, so I had no problem taking her off me. But it was just, you know, it was just
don't
annoying.
Lie, Andrew. Really? Don't lie.
She had a firm grip on me.
She totally would have taken you out, Andrew.
She was in the bathroom. Like, I was standing against a wall, and she was, like, right there in my face.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I don't have any control over it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I would never, if I, like, even if it, I'm telling you, if I still don't get my shirt in, like, another 3 years, I promise I won't, like, go and grab you.
You won't kill me? Okay.
I'm sure you'll get it soon.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
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 We lost Alex. I have no idea where he went. I think they lost internet over at that house.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's online still. Give him a call.
He is?
More. Yeah, Matt Britton, right?
No, he's not. And he also signed off of AIM, so I think they're having problems there.
Alex is there. Yeah, I am his computer.
Okay. In the meantime, let's take a couple more calls right now. What do you want, Lucas?
Oh, for all you people who, like, don't really, like, they don't think they'll like Wizard Rock, at first I hated Wizard Rock. I thought it was really, really dumb.
Wait a second, who's saying they don't like Wizard Rock?
Oh, if for anybody who just doesn't, like, hasn't tried it yet or anything.
Oh, okay.
At first I didn't like it at all, but then I went to the live podcast in Naperville, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I saw the live show, and it was actually really, really good.
Oh, good.
So,
yeah. Lucas, I agree with you, because there was a time when I didn't really pay that much attention to Wizard Rock, and I was like, Wizard Rock, what is this? You know, it's stupid. Why would you write songs about Harry Potter? And then there was
Prophecy. Why would you talk about Harry Potter?
Okay, never mind. I can't justify the way I thought about it, because I was wrong. And then I went to Prophecy, and we went to the Wizard Rock show, and it was really a lot of fun. Like, I didn't know any of the songs there. I still really don't know any of them, but I really enjoyed it. It was a really good time, so I think people just need to give it a chance.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, very good. Thank you, Lucas, for that.
Yeah, bye.
You know why? There are a couple people I keep accepting multiple times, and that's because they have good audio. When I answer, there's no feedback. They have good clarity in their voice. They're good calls. So just FYI for people calling in, remember that we are only taking calls... Only call if you are... if your Ustream is muted because we don't want feedback. Let's get someone from the UK. It's, it's approaching midnight there. Hello, UK caller.
Hi, it's Martin.
Oh, it's Martin again. What's going on, Martin?
Yeah, the people on Ustream seem to want a new poll.
Yes.
You haven't updated.
I just updated the poll. The new poll question on Ustream right now is...
That's quick.
Are you... Thank you. It's, are you enjoying the show? And amazingly... 90 votes already for yes. Now it's just hit 100. 75 for I want more of these, and 0 for no. If anyone votes no, the show's over. Oh, there's a vote for no. Okay, it's over. Sorry.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
We didn't make it to 12 hours because somebody said they didn't enjoy the show.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think this is going very well.
Yeah. Hey, no.
I don't even know
Alex
why
Alex is there. Alex is still there.
Where?
We have to call him. Matt, or on Matt's computer, I just posted the book 5 picture of Eric to you guys.
Yeah.
That Andrea drew. And then Matt Britton responded, is she drawing these as we go along?
Oh, now I see him online.
The computer there. Yeah, you should give him a call back.
Now I see him. He's back online. Hi, caller. You're live on MuggleCast.
Hey, how you going, Andrew?
How's it going, buddy?
Not too bad. I'm calling back. I'm Camilo again.
Oh.
Is Alex there?
Alex is coming in. Yeah, there he is. You got a question for Alex?
Yes. A question.
You two talk.
Yeah. Alex?
Yeah.
First, you're the first Wizard Rock band I ever heard, and you inspired me to make my own.
Awesome.
I just thought I'd say that. Yeah.
Cool.
That's really awesome. I did what you did, but with, like, you know, with the plural and stuff.
Do you have a MySpace or something? Do you want to plug it?
MySpace.com/unspeakablesthe.
Unspeakables what?
The. It's like the Unspeakables backwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I had a question about, you know that email, do you guys have an email set up called mugglecastlive@gmail.com?
Yes.
Yeah, because I sent my song there. It's called Mugglecast is Awesome.
Oh,
wow. Oh, cool.
So if you guys want to play that, that would be cool.
I'm going to your website.
Yeah, and Alex, you're awesome. And there's a Facebook group called Mugglecast Should Come to Australia.
Dude, I would be there in a heartbeat.
If you guys aren't doing anything this weekend,
I like your sense of humor.
Or even like in October sometime, just, you know, come down. We'll go out for some beers or something.
Oh, sorry, what'd you say?
We'll go out for some beers or something.
Hey, wait a second now.
I'm 22.
I'm 22.
I'm all there.
Oh, it's 18.
The legal drinking. Yeah, we're 18 over here. It's awesome. We'll just go to the pub.
I think MuggleCast should do a show from the land down under. I go from a land down under. We can sing.
Yeah. You guys want to tour down there?
I can totally do that.
Mikey,
did you get my email?
No, I'm looking for it. I don't know. What email address did you send it from?
I sent two emails. I sent one to Mikey at staff, and I sent one to MuggleCastLive@gmail.
What's your name? Mike Jones? No.
Camilo.
Mike Jones. Where did you get Mike Jones from?
Well, because I'm looking at all the different people that sent Mikey B's in right now. Hold on.
Yeah, that's a singer. I like Mikey B's song. But I didn't send you a song, but I'm writing it, and it's got like four chords, and it's pretty awesome.
Okay, actually, yeah. No, I see it.
Right now, there's this girl. Wait, Jamie's not there, right? Or is Jamie there?
Jamie ran out for a second, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, no, I see your email address. You're going to include a Micah impression, right?
Yeah, the Micah one.
Yeah, the Micah. No, he's going to do a Micah Tannenbaum impression.
Do you want me to do a Micah impression with Mikey in it?
Whatever, you surprised me. It's
all right, ready? Ready? All right. Hello, Mikey B.
That was all right. You get points for trying.
Just come down to Australia when you're not doing anything.
Yeah,
if you could tell Jamie when he comes back.
He's back. He's back now.
Oh, okay, Jamie.
Or sorry, he just IM'd me, but okay, yeah, he's on the phone right now. We'll pass it along to him.
All right, cool. Tell him that Alyssa loves him.
Okay, Alyssa loves
him. Yeah, and that if he could say something like, I love Alyssa, or Alyssa's awesome, or something like that, I'm pretty sure she would die, so just do it.
Okay.
You don't want to kill anybody.
No, she's not going to die.
Me and Alex are like, we don't want to kill him at all.
She just died on the chat, but all right.
Okay, well, I will pass
it. I have a question real quick. Do you like Vegemite? Yeah. Do you like Vegemite from Australia?
Yeah, of course I do. Vegemite's great.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Just checking. All right. Vegemite. All right, bye.
Thanks a lot for taking my call.
No problem. Thanks for calling in. I like your sense of humor. And just because you have a good sense of humor and you're funny, we'll come to Australia.
Awesome. Yes. Oh, and I got my Pickle Pack shirt, finally.
Oh, good. See?
I got
it,
Chloe? 4 days ago. I'm freaking stoked. I've been wearing it for, 4 days in a row.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm high on V.
No, you're high on what? What?
On
Vegemite.
Okay. I was going to say, we don't condone that kind of behavior here on the show. But hey, thanks for calling in.
All right, cool. You guys are great.
I love
you. See ya.
Yeah, we love you too. See ya.
Bye.
Whoops, my bad. That was a good call. He had a good sense of humor. He was from Australia. Isn't it amazing people listen to us in Australia?
Let's rate all the calls from now on.
And, and you know what? He's working on this. Let me show you. I found his email. He's like, hey, Mikey, I'm working on a Mikey B song in the works now. If I can record it, it'll be at the next break, and it'll be awesome. It'll even include a Micah impression.
Whoa.
What's his email address?
Here, I'll post it in the chat.
No, because I want to find the MuggleCast song he sent in.
Well, hold on. I think I didn't find it.
Alex,
didn't
I like
you say
your...
it called MuggleCast is awesome?
No, but I'm trying to find the email. Okay, never mind.
It was Camilla, right?
Oh, that's him? Okay, I got it now.
That's his email right there.
Okay.
Can we phone Ben?
He wants to do it over the phone?
Yeah, well, he's at the football game. And I love you too, Alyssa.
Yeah, Alyssa. That's it.
We'll
do it in a second.
Just killed someone, Jamie. Just killed someone.
Yeah.
Murderer.
She said...
You're a murderer.
Alex, I like your idea. We should just judge everyone who calls. I think that'd be pretty...
Yeah. See, now, guys, everyone who's going to call in, make sure that you're prepared and you can speak clearly and you don't ramble on and on like me, because we're going to be judging you.
Right.
So we'll have a scale of 1 through 10, right? And, okay.
that bombed.
You're a little pitchy, dog.
That bombed real quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a road tour down to Australia, I think, would be pretty good.
Dude, I'm so down for Australia. It'd be so much fun.
Yeah. It's just road tour everywhere.
Yeah. Dude, we can see Dingo. We can go hang out with Garth, guys.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Garth.
Getting Ben in here.
We're
calling Ben Sheehan.
If he doesn't answer.
Calling Ben Sheehan.
Where is Ben Sheehan? Oh,
he's at the Notre Dame football game.
How long
I'll be there.
What's
up?
Hello?
Hi, Ben.
Who am I speaking with?
Ben, how's the football game going?
Hello?
Is this Ben? I don't think this is Ben.
So not Ben.
This is Albus Dumbledore.
we got Albus Dumbledore.
Oh my gosh.
It's our choices, right, Albus?
Aren't you supposed to be dead?
It is our choices, Harry. Far more than our abilities. It's determined what we truly are.
Oh my gosh, Alex Dumbledore. Wow, see, I called Ben's number. I didn't know you guys were hanging out tonight.
Yeah, I would have been to the Notre Dame-Michigan game, and I cast magic spells all over the field.
I see. So are they winning?
No. Because I died.
Oh, right. I forgot.
What's up, guys? What's up?
Oh,
it's
man.
Ben.
Dude, that's
I stole a song from Albus.
That's so sweet. You guys are, like, hanging out now. I didn't realize you guys...
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Good.
Having a couple brews, you know.
We don't condone that kind of behavior.
I'm sorry.
Shoot, what was I going to say? Go ahead, Jamie.
No, I was going to say, Ben, we've been doing this for 7 hours. We've got 5 to go.
Yeah, that sounds pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's actually been going pretty well, though.
Thank God it's gone 24, that's all I can say.
And by the way, the reason my voice is so strained is because... I'm at the Notre Dame Michigan game and we lost 38-0.
Oh, it's over.
And I screamed like a little retard for no reason. So
30-0.
It was like there was like 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter and I was still like, Galarish, yeah.
38-0. Ben, do we need to talk
about like, how good is this show, guys? Like,
it's going pretty well. Alex is here. We had
who's all here right now? Who's all talking to me right now?
Alex, Mikey, Laura, Jamie, and me.
Yeah.
Who?
Alex Carpenter, Laura Thompson.
Oh, shoot! Alex, what's up, dude?
Mikey.
Mikey B, get it right.
I heard your team got owned.
Mikey B!
I know, dude, it was brutal. Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So what kind of stuff are you talking about?
Oh, we've been talking about everything.
We've been doing it for 7 hours, Ben. We've discussed every single book to death. Well, not really. But,
Didn't you guys let Eric bring back chapter by chapter?
No.
No. We've done every single chapter from every single book.
Yeah.
We're tired of it. Twice. Yeah.
I heard his next segment is going to be page by page.
Huh? What?
His
next segment is going to be page by page.
Yeah. Oh.
Letter by letter.
Letter by letter.
That's what Eric wants to start. Syllable by syllable.
Word by word.
So what else is going on, guys? Come on, talk to me here.
Nothing, dude. We're counting on you to do the talking. We were just talking about Wizard Rock and...
Spotting Shane.
Okay, Oliver Boyd and Nerdy Nemberwalls is the best Wizard Rock band
ever to exist.
Now, wait a second. Hold on. Alex Carpenter's here. Did he forget?
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Of course, second, of course, to Three Misslutons.
Seriously, though, for people who haven't heard Oliver Boyd, they should check it out. He has a song called End of an Era that is so, like, if you like Harry Potter, it will speak to you. And if you probably
aren't
listening.
It'll make you bawl your eyes out. That and Train to Nowhere is another awesome song. And so is Jamie's favorite, Bridge to the Other Side,
God,
right, Jamie?
Yes, oh, Bridge to the Other Side.
Jamie and I were hanging out this summer at my house, and he'd walk up to me and he'd sit down and he'd be like, Ben, when did you put some Bridge to the Other Side on? Okay.
Whatever. Ben was as into it as I was, but he tried to play the hard man, and he was like, "Oh, okay, dude. If you want it, I guess I can just outplay it." But really, he was so excited he couldn't believe it.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So, like, I'm gonna be home like 3 hours from now. You guys will still be recording, right?
Yeah, we'll still be recording.
What?
We'll still be recording. Yeah.
So, like, are you gonna release this as one whole episode or what?
No. We're gonna split it up, maybe in like 6 pieces or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going well, though. We have close to 900 people listening right now. That's basically how it's been the entire 7 hours.
Oh, this is going out live right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Email me, ben@staff.mugglenet.com.
Okay. Thank you, Ben.
Mailbomb, Andrew at staff.mugglenet.com.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow, Ben. Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
Forgive me, please.
No, it's all right. That brought back bad memories.
Everybody call 609-668.
Yeah, I was ready to hang up on you. I had my finger on the hang-up button. okay, well, yeah. So if you're back in a few hours, we'll talk to you then.
Okay, well, if I get bored and ride home, will you call me again, please?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
All right.
I love you guys and miss you lots.
All right.
Bye. By the way.
What?
Don't forget to put the toilet seat down.
Ben.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can you say Mikey B before you leave? Just for me, please.
Mikey B!
Thanks, Ben.
Oh, tell me
about the parties you've been to and some sub parties, very briefly. Personal pleasure.
What?
What?
Ben, tell me about some parties you've been to and some sub parties.
I think
parties and sub parties. He's just got so many there's so many parties
Ben
and sub parties that he has to go to, right, Jamie?
That was really funny. That's amazing. I really did not know Dumbledore's in the US right now. For the Notre Dame Michigan game. Yeah. Of all things. That's amazing. So I think we're gonna take a break and regroup here and we'll be back. Alex, you gonna stick around for a little bit?
Alex
is not sticking around for a little bit. I see Alex is still on, but Alex is not there. Alex must be busy. Andrew wonders where he is. So coming up in the next hour, we'll be taking more of your calls, and also we're going to be having a discussion on the fandom. So we will be back in a few minutes. This is MuggleCast Live. And cue music. And bring up music.
'cause here I go. Coming on.
I'll be getting together and enjoying this.
I think there's something about Harry Potter that makes it. You don't see it with anything else. Harry Potter is a huge phenomenon, but let's face it, there are phenomenons as big, and there have been things as big. But why hasn't this happened? Why has Harry Potter created this phenomenon where everyone is, you know, a friend, everyone goes to these events, everyone sings. We met people at Waterstones. Andrew and I met some people at Waterstones who had been in the queue. Sorry, in the line. For 3 days. 3 days. We should have podcasted for 3 days and sat with them, Andrew, but I guess we just weren't as hardcore as they were.
Yeah,
I think that shows some serious dedication.
Yeah, but why are Harry Potter fans so dedicated, but other people just aren't?
I think the word awesome comes to mind again.
does.
So where do you guys see the fandom going in the next, let's say the next, I think the next year the fandom's going to stay the same, but beyond that, say in 5 years from now, Laura, where do you think the fandom will be?
Oh my gosh, it's a really difficult question to answer, just because even recently, I mean, we are only a couple of months, you know, down the road from, there's already a lot of news, don't have any speculation anymore, so I think that aspect of the fandom is
changed,
but I think
like
it's
you're talking
the closeness
underwater.
That we've all developed as friends that's really going to hang on. Like, everybody's talking about going to New York for just games. Really.
Yeah, let's try to get her in again. Live show, folks. This is what happens. Okay, Laura.
Hey, am I better now?
Yeah, you're better now. I think your internet stalled for a second or something.
Yeah, it probably did.
Anyway, you were saying about live shows.
I wasn't saying anything.
I just,
about
that's what I thought you said.
Here, I'll just rephrase what I said, make it a little shorter. Basically, I think that in terms of speculation and that type of thing, the fandom has already changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in terms of like the friends that we've made and the, you know, the relationships we've developed as a result, I think that those are going to be what really keeps, you know, things going with the fandom. Eventually, it will die off a little bit. I think it'll get to the point where like the Lord of the Rings fandom is.
Yeah.
You know, you think that there's still a lot of people who are really hardcore about it, and there's still tons of fan sites. And I think also Harry Potter is going to be a huge educational tool in the future, which is kind of what we were talking about earlier today.
It's going to carry on. If you look at the OneRing.net, which was a hugely popular Lord of the Rings site, they still post news. There will always be news related to Harry Potter, because we can still post news about J.K. Rowling. People will still come to the main site, you know, post news about the actors. And stuff like that. So there'll still be something about it. There'll still be podcasts. There'll still be Wizard Rock. So it's not down as long as people maintain an interest in it.
Yeah.
So it's up to the fans. It's up to us.
And Jerry?
Doesn't die away.
Jerry?
Did he die?
Jerry... He's not here. But yeah, I agree with that. I think that as long as sites like MuggleNet are still around, as long as podcasts like MuggleCast are still around, as long as Wizard Rock is still around, as long as what am I missing from the fandom? as long as the movies are still around, there's still going to be this huge fandom where everyone is still thriving off of it and embracing it. So we got to restart the Skype chat. We'll be right back. Hold on. Now we're back. I don't know what keeps happening, guys. Sorry about that. It is the internet. It's not our fault.
Rapidly.
It's not like we're unprofessional or anything. We're just having some weird issues right now.
No, it's dying.
Yeah, as we continue to have our discussion on the fandom. Did you guys hear what I said, though?
No.
What I was saying was that as long as the fans are still around and embracing the Wizard Rock, the podcast, the sites like MuggleNet, then we'll still have this huge fan base. Mikey, where do you think the fandom's going? Mikey's
fandom?
Back now.
Oh,
the fandom.
Yeah, I'm back, everybody. I don't know. I think the fandom is going to live long. Kind of like there's a lot of other fandoms that are definitely still around doing a lot of different things. It's going to definitely go heavily into fan fiction, I think. Quell people's thirst for more Harry Potter stuff. Podcasts are going to be around for quite a while longer, I think. I don't know. Fan movies?
Yeah. Yeah. Fan movies?
Stuff like that. It's going to be definitely fan-oriented. Well, fan films. We see all the people... And all that different stuff.
And we lost Mikey. Are you guys still here? Are we okay? Laura? Anyone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. It's weird. We're having some weird internet problems.
Yeah, it's being very, very, very weird.
Lost Laura. I think my internet's given up on me. It can't do it any longer. 7.5 hours.
Exactly. Yeah. It's getting tired. It won't happen for a while. We're waiting. I have a story to tell.
Okay, we'll tell your story.
Okay. Well, half of this out, we're gonna talk about the fandom. We also wanted this.
as Humor Hour, where we tell a few jokes, tell a few funny stories, have some call-ins with funny jokes and stuff for us and stuff like that. So I have a story to tell. Where we, Andrew and I were in Medford, where he lives, in the car, and there was a fan who was texting him, name, and it kept coming in, and he kept phoning. And Andrew spoke to me, he said, please don't contact me again. And the guy did not contact him again. But I thought, well, I'm going to on Andrew. And what I did was I pretended this guy had called back. And then I went and I was speaking to this guy for a few minutes, for like 2 minutes. And then I went, well, look, Andrew has the message for you. And then I screamed into the phone a two-word phrase, the second word of which was off.
And
Andrew was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you just did that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's going to happen? Oh, my God. I can't believe you
did that. I knew you didn't do that.
No, you didn't, Andrew. That's not true. That's not true. You can miss it. Come on. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I've done the same. You were like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Weren't you?
Yeah. I was.
So my friends will be there for my birthday party.
The Scary Farm?
Not Scary Farm,
what
yeah.
What the hell is the Scary Farm?
All right, guys, let me explain this
I'm
first.
I'm so jealous now. All right,
guys, stop. All right, it's not Scary Farm, but at night from 7 to 2 a.m., or 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., it becomes Not Scary Farm, where there's, like, haunted mazes and monsters running around. And
they have this
scary
too.
Shows every year, and it's a, it's not,
away,
not Scary Farm. Not Scary Farm is the original one.
Oh, yeah. It's a funny farm where life is beautiful.
What is Jamie doing?
Jamie, what are you doing?
Sorry, it's a song.
Yeah,
it's
anyway.
A funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those wise young men in their white wig.
Okay, well, thank you, Emily, for
everybody.
Calling.
Everybody, we got Jamie to sing, just so you know.
That yeah, was that great. Was a song.
That was a song, so
if you
was singing.
Can Google that thing.
Yeah, but Not Scary Farm is it's the oldest theme park that will turn into, like, a haunted place, and I go every year for my birthday, and I'm going this year, and Alex can't come, because it's going to be in Jamaica.
Okay,
really,
I don't
like...
want to hear about this anymore.
Oh, you
this
should
is
fly
just
out.
Making me depressed. Fred, you're on MuggleCast Live.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I just mocked you. Hello there, caller.
Hello. And I just want to go back to the fandom thing you spoke
about. Oh, okay.
Earlier.
Please do.
Yeah, because one thing that you seem to forget, which English-speaking people normally do, that, for example, I'm Swedish, we don't have it yet. Okay, yes, some of us have been queuing up in London or here in Stockholm to buy the English book, but we are still a few months behind you.
That's a fair point.
We will have to wait until, I think it is 21st of November. So we will stand out in the freezing cold, and then we will discuss a book over Christmas while you already think it's just boring by
you've
seen it, done it.
Your English is pretty perfect. You can just read it
thanks.
In English, can't you?
I've been living down in Brighton for a while, so...
I see.
Might be
awesome.
Well.
So, have awesome. You read the book?
Yes, me and my younger brother, we went over to London to buy the book. We flew to London just to buy the book, actually.
There's this thing called the internet where you can order it over the internet.
Yes, I know, but it's the last book, so why not be there in the queue?
I agree. I was just using some cheap American sarcasm. But
Andrew, I thought you were going to say something else. with the internet. Like, you were like,
what?
There's this thing called the internet, and for 2 seconds I thought you were about to say where you can download it.
Oh,
and I was
no.
Like, oh, God, don't say that.
Actually, the book was out, I think, a few days before it was released on the Swedish site Pirate Bay, and this is the only time ever I wish the big companies good luck in closing down file-sharing people, because that book shouldn't have been released on Pirate Bay before it was released in the bookstores. So,
wait, the only time you say you like big companies trying to get stuff down? I think stealing is wrong in general. Who would ever download anything illegally? I know I don't. I work for a major company, and I purchase all my software and music and everything.
Yeah, okay. And I'm in California right now. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
No, you're not.
Well,
bye.
No, you're not doing what you said. Okay. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Thanks, okay. Brad.
Bye. So that's a fair point. Fandom is not over yet because there's still some countries that haven't even had the book released in their country yet. It's a very fair point.
That is very true.
Okay, let's take another call. I'm sorry to be sexist, but I'm trying to even out the genders that we get here.
That's
so,
not being sexist. That's being the opposite of sexist. That's helping.
Just
well,
consider the fact
I
that
so.
74% of our listeners are female.
That's what I'm saying. I have like 80 windows open, all from girls calling. So I'm trying to find. I'm sure. Oh, wow.
It's no coincidence that 90% of the cast are male.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said, I'm sure it's no coincidence that 90% of the hosts are male.
Oh, yeah.
It's because we're just that good looking, right, Jamie? Wink, wink, nudge,
yeah,
nudge.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, I am getting way too many calls right now. Let's take a call from Janae. She was going to be on. Hey, Janae, sorry about earlier. My internet was bad.
All right. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi. Good. I had to miss part of the show. I had to go to a wedding.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
That sucks.
Who got
I was
married?
Almost late for the wedding.
that Laura just said that sucks.
Here's the thing. She sounds like she would rather listen to the show.
There was a union between two people who truly love each other, and Laura thinks that sucks. Well, whatever.
My mom gave me the option to skip, so.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Oh, well, that's good. So, what's going on?
No, not much. Sitting at home. I also want to say, I was hearing earlier about comments everyone's gotten on their t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
I was working at my church summer camp, and so I wore my pickle pack shirt, and all these little kids came up to me. They're like, there's a pickle on your shirt. I'm like, yeah, it's a pickle. And then I was really, really sick and at the hospital, and I was wearing a muggle net shirt. And this lady comes out, and she's staring at me and my mom, and I'm like, okay, I wasn't really paying attention. She's like, have you finished book 7? And I'm like, what? I wasn't paying attention.
That's funny. Let me take a moment to say to the listeners now, all you listening in who want to call on Skype, see how Janae sounds? Her voice is crisp. There's no feedback coming through. Her connection isn't breaking up. She's loud. She's clear.
Your connection's not breaking up.
Microphone.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Well, this is a good call. This is what we call a good call. Good call, in the words of Mason.
I was wondering, because there's the whole debate of Christianity versus Harry Potter. I actually started an organization, me and my friend. It's called the Potter Christ Alliance, because we are Christian Harry Potter fans.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm trying to get my church involved.
Oh, very cool.
That's cool.
So we're trying to have like a Harry Potter event in California because we feel rejected in Northern California.
Aww, why is that?
It's all about Southern California. Don't worry.
Nobody's ever here.
I
didn't get to go to a Parcel Mouth show. That was cool.
They're really cool.
But like we feel rejected. My friend does think Ben and Emerson are jerks.
Why?
when they came to Walnut Creek.
I was there. I was there in Walnut Creek also.
Apparently, there was this little kid when they were and they did a trivia and they had to do it at a joke shop. But the answer wasn't Zonko's, and the little kid yelled it out anyway. So when we took a picture with them, apparently they were talking about the little kid. And so we walk away, and my friend just goes, "They're jerks," and I'm like, "Who?"
Really?
I think I remember. The little kid at Walnut Creek. We were really impressed with him. I think that's what they were talking about. They were talking about how they were impressed with the kid, even though he wasn't right on that, trivia question. But he did know, a lot of stuff, and he was really young, if I remember correctly. Like, he was probably like 5 or 6. And I think they were talking about how he was impressed that,
either, you know, if he's read the books himself, that's just pretty amazing. If not, you know, he pays really good attention. Because I remember when we were five, we don't really – I don't remember.
I had to make sure my friend learns that.
Just so that, because I remember we didn't make fun of the little kid. I remember we were talking about how really awesome it was, and we think his mom was really cool.
So I'll make sure my friend learns that they're not jerks.
I was there. I remember what was going on.
We do – okay, yeah, I shouldn't say that. Never mind. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Janae. Good luck with the Potter Christ Alliance.
Yes, it's fun. We do so much stuff together.
Do you have a website or something?
Yeah.
Oh,
we have a MySpace, actually.
Oh, who doesn't?
It's myspace.com/PotterChrist and the number 7. No, actually, no, that's the other one. It's Potter and then 7 at the end. I forgot. We had to change it.
Okay.
So it's myspace.com/Potter7. And then you can get to the MySpace for our huge event that we're trying to have.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Can we take some jokes now from callers?
Yeah, we can take jokes from callers. Go, Jamie, set it up.
Okay, well, I'm going to hear some specifically Harry Potter-related jokes, but if not, just phone in with any jokes. Keep them clean, please.
I have a Harry Potter joke, guys.
Go on, then.
Okay. So what did the goblin say to the wizard when he brought in 1,000 galleons? He's like, I like this in small change.
I don't
you're
know.
You're canuts!
Wow! Haven't we heard that before?
Yeah, that was on the video game. That's where I stole it from.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't make it up. But it's from the video game.
Caller, you're live on MuggleCast.
Hello?
Hi, can you turn your Ustream down?
Echo.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you turn your Ustream down? Can you turn your Ustream down?
That better?
Yeah. Yes, it is. What's going on?
Oh, I'm good. How much?
Jake?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
You have a question?
I was just wondering if you guys could tell me what the cover for the 7th book is, because I wasn't really sure what that was.
The cover for the 7th book?
Yeah.
Well, if you go and get your cover, it's on the front.
Jamie.
sorry. I was just kidding.
On the adult version, it's the locket. The UK adult version, it's the locket. So that's the cover.
No, I the U.S.
Oh, the U.S. one, the one that we knew you... Okay.
It's Harry and Voldemort when they're speaking with each other, and Harry's addressing Voldemort as Tom, and that's in the Great Hall. And
Yeah, it's right when their wands fly out of their hands, and they're both reaching for the Elder Wand after it fires or whatever. And that's why the one wand is in the air, and Voldemort's kind of looking like he's being pushed away, like scared, and Harry's reaching for it, because the wand had just attacked him. And if you take a look at the sky, why does it look like it's on fire? The paragraph before said, as this happened, like, the sun had just risen, and it lit up the Great Hall sky like it was something. I don't remember exactly what it read. And I'm going to get yelled at for not knowing the exact words.
That's why it looks
like it's all across the room. But, yeah, someone actually pointed it out to us because we didn't know it either. I'm sorry. But, yeah, it's that exact scene. Like, it's, like, one paragraph that is described. But it's a pretty cool scene, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Thanks.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye. Still looking for some jokes and things. Here's someone who keeps calling in. Hi, Kara.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hey,
hello.
Hi. I noticed you've been calling in a lot, so I thought it was time to answer your call.
Oh, finally.
Okay, yeah, cool. All right, so one thing that I've been wanting to say was that you answered one of my letters a while back. It was about... it was the Pokemon references letter.
Okay.
And, yeah. And so it was the one about, I have it here. I read on Wikipedia that Giovanni dies protecting a son from a fire. Now, if Voldemort really did have a son we didn't know about, and since Pokemon is going to be the key to Harry Potter, then it could be that Voldemort dies protecting his child. And then I said, of course, this would mean that Harry Potter didn't kill Voldemort. And do you remember any of this?
Can't say I do. No.
And that went under my Harry Potter series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do you remember that?
No.
It was like episode 80.
Oh, really? Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, I just think it was funny because you all like kind of were less speechless after that because I pretty much just said that the Pokemon references undermine Harry Potter, like referencing
Yeah. Well, we're very passionate about the Harry Potter references here on MuggleCast. Mm-hmm. Sorry, the Pokemon references.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
we are.
Anyway, oh, I also wanted to say that if you guys should come to Atlanta sometime, just because Atlanta has the original Chick-fil-A restaurant. Like, that's where Chick-fil-A originated.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And they have, it's called the Dwarf House. It's the original Chick-fil-A. You should all come and go to that. Also, every year, Atlanta has this conference called Dragon Con, and that's a sci-fi fantasy conference. And they do Harry Potter stuff. Like I went to it one day, and I got to meet, I didn't get to meet them, but I got to see people from the Harry Potter movies. It was James and Oliver Phelps and Matthew Lewis.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mention that, because actually we were invited to that last year, and Laura, Ben, and I were trying to get there, but they weren't really accommodating us, so...
The
girl that we were working with, her name is
Lily.
She
was very nice.
She's actually a listener, and she was absolutely fabulous. She was trying to get us in on everything, but unfortunately, Dragon Con would not give us media passes. They wouldn't...
Yeah, they were being really hard about it. So
we ended up not being able to do it just because of, you know, being able to afford it, but...
Right, right. So, well, heck with them.
Year, that would be amazing.
Yeah, maybe we'll come to Dragon Con 08.
It's great.
Okay, cool. Really, yeah, because I mean, they have it like every year.
Yeah, they do. They do.
That's awesome. So,
and I agree with you on Atlanta, since, you know, I kind of
used to live there.
Exactly.
You used to live close to there.
Well, thank
you. We'll live there somewhere, but.
I agree with you on the Chick-fil-A. Maybe I should do the original Chick-fil-A for my first time ever having it.
It's quite a trip just for your first
Chick-fil-A.
But, all right. Thank you, Kara.
Oh, yeah, and of course, shout out to the Vultures.
Woo, Vultures.
I love Vultures.
I like the shout out thing. It's kind of fun. All right, so thank you, Kara, for calling in.
Hey, Laura, are you going to be ever visiting Atlanta? Like, coming back for breaks or whatever?
Yeah, I am coming home for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and summer, so.
Cool.
Yeah, I will be back.
So maybe you guys can meet up and have coffee or something.
Yeah, don't forget to try to call Laura Mallory back.
We'll get on that. We'll get on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Okay, yeah.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Jamie, nobody's got any jokes. See,
I know, this is the point. I guess it's kind of late. I mean, I'm pretty out of them, to be honest.
Lucas, you got a joke. I'm sure you do.
Actually, I was looking up some jokes, but they just weren't funny. So, yeah, but I was actually going to ask you, are you guys planning on going to, like, a convention this summer, like Terminus?
I'm definitely thinking Terminus. I think I'll probably end up being at Bull for some reason. I tend to go to Bull here.
I wish we were invited to – this is – thank you, Lucas. I love Lucas. He reminds me of everything. I don't even know if I should bring this up.
Don't
do it.
No, let me put it this way. if anyone's going to Portus, Lucas, I assume you are, because it's right there in Chicago.
Yeah, Terminus in Chicago. Portus
is Texas, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
So Terminus is Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to Terminus, and they would like us to be there, email Terminus, the people at Terminus, and let them know. I don't want people to do it in a mean way. We would like to go to Terminus. just email them. Let them know that, you know, hey, MuggleCast is going to be there. That'd be cool. A lot of fun. Blah, blah, blah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll email them.
Yeah, please do. Please, everyone do. We're going to go to Terminus. Terminus.
Email them. As for Portus, not sure. Next summer, it's still a long way off, so I don't know. We're actually going to start our own symposium. It's going to be right here in Medford, and it's going to be in my attic.
Yes.
Oh, boy,
SimsCon.
The most
SimCon.
Exciting conference
SimCon
I've ever
2008. I'm going to get a huge Chick-fil-A order. Have an awesome time.
What's the
speaking
capacity? Jamie will show off more of his awesome dance moves.
Yes. But awesome dance moves are allowed at my convention.
Oh,
so,
well, good.
Yeah, you can do them all night, no problem.
Unlike Prophecy, where awesome dance moves
are not allowed.
Are frowned upon.
Yeah. It's a real shame. I mean, I didn't see, you know, whatever. But all right, thanks, Lucas, for calling in.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. See you in 10 minutes. Let's get another caller here. Hey, caller.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Can you turn your Ustream down so we can't hear ourselves? What's going on?
Okay. Listening to us all day.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm so sorry you have to listen to us all day.
You know, I have to say, Hold on one second. Okay. I have to say, this is going pretty well. Definitely could do this again more in the future. I'm just taking a stretch break here. Okay. So continue.
But thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
for
thanks.
Listening to
yeah.
This is great. I'm having a lot of fun.
Oh, good. I'm really glad. We're all really glad. So what's going on? Besides,
okay, I have a question.
Okay.
In a duel, who do you think would win, Dumbledore or Chuck Norris?
In a duel?
Yeah, in a duel. Well, if Dumbledore has powers.
It's going to be Chuck
Norris. Without magic.
It's going to be Chuck Norris. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, Dumbledore's a wizard.
Yeah, but still, it's Chuck Norris. Like, I don't. All right, guys. When you guys come to Chuck Norris versus anyone jokes or anything, you got to come down to the realization that it's Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, he's Chuck Norris. A roundhouse kick will like destroy the universe.
Yeah, Chuck Norris. You asked that question. When you asked that question, Chuck Norris laughed. Because anyone who asked that question is just, you know, it's a question that he loves hearing. But I'd be careful where you walk in the future, because anyone who asks that question has an 800,000 million percent more chance of getting a roundhouse kick to the face.
Okay. Yeah, really. Well, I'm pretty tall, so.
See, like, this is basically, I have a Chuck Norris widget on my computer, and you know there's a product called I can't believe it's not butter, right?
Yeah. Chuck Norris can believe
it's not butter. That's how amazing he is.
That's what I heard. I love the simple ones that are just stupid. Like, I heard that one was Chuck Norris has never lost a fight to a pirate. This is a lie. Because Chuck Norris only says this to draw more pirates towards him. It's just, some of them are just...
Well, my favorite is, you know, one of my favorites is, you guys all know there's an old rapper called MC Hammer, and he had a song called
You Can't Touch It.
Well, Chuck Norris can, in fact, touch MC Hammer. You must realize Chuck Norris is like, he's Chuck Norris. He is the essence of, wow.
Do you know that every single Christmas, Chuck Norris selects one extremely lucky child to be thrown into the sun?
What?
Wow.
Very lucky child. I've been praying it would be me for years, but it's not happening.
Yeah.
really, really
oh man. I'm sorry guys. I'm going through my Chuck Norris widget right here, and there's one that says Chuck Norris doesn't play God. Playing is for children. So I'm not saying that Chuck Norris is God by any means, but he is Chuck Norris. You don't anger Chuck. At all.
I think Dumbledore could still win.
Me too. Actually, no. Wait, no, we don't. Actually, sorry, Mikey. It is Chuck Norris.
Last night, we actually had this big old conversation about this versus battle. So it wasn't Chuck Norris, because, come on, it's Chuck Norris. He wins everybody. But we were talking about Star Wars versus Harry Potter. And we really got into big. Like, people were like, really? You think that? Because, like, all right, don't get me wrong. I love Harry Potter. But in a Harry Potter versus Star Wars thing, I actually think Star Wars wins quite a bit. But there are times when Harry Potter wins. Like, the big one. You know, the big two guys, Hagrid versus Chewbacca. Who would win?
Hagrid would win.
Hagrid.
But Chewie, yeah.
Chewbacca can't Wookiee. Say any words. He doesn't have any words.
He goes, come on. He's Chewie. You guys not realize that. And then it's like Luke versus Harry. Come on. Luke versus like. Harry. Harry, I love Harry and all, but come on.
I agree.
He's a whiny. And then you have the best friend. Han Solo versus Ron. Dude, come on. It's Han Solo.
Yeah,
now, yes, Mikey, the Princess Leia versus Hermione. Huh?
Hermione would win.
I totally agree. Hermione would totally pwn Leia.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I love Leia, and especially in Slave Girl costume, but really, you know, Hermione would win. Now, when you go to Voldemort versus Vader, this is where it gets down to, like uber geek Star Wars fan and the uber geek, you know, Harry Potter fan. And since I'm in the middle for both, that I can rationalize this. We know for a fact that lightsabers can absorb magic. In the extended universe, the EU, which has been approved by Lucas licensing, it can absorb lightning as well as other spells from the witches of a planet called Duramamor, I think. I can't pronounce it right. But we know it can absorb spells. So if it's Vader versus Voldemort, Voldemort's going to send an Avada Kedavra. Vader will block it with his lightsaber. It'll absorb it. And then what will happen, he'll just be like, ha, 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 you're not a Jedi yet, and just choke him to death.
So really... Like, so Voldemort will say he'll make a big plan, and then in the end, some little problem will end up ruining it.
Exactly. Right. Vader would win. But then here's the one that you have to think about. Dumbledore versus Yoda.
Oh, Yoda's pretty small.
Dumbledore would win.
But Yoda would be just bouncing everywhere. He's just as wise. You know what I mean?
Dumbledore
Yoda?
Could beat Darth Sidious. Dumbledore could beat Darth Sidious, and Yoda couldn't beat Darth Sidious.
But Yoda would talk a lot. He would talk backwards and confuse Dumbledore.
Yeah.
See, Yoda versus Dumbledore. Come on. And, like, just think about it. When, like, they're battling. Because, like, they both want to use, like, aggressive. Like, if you take a look at, like, Episode 2 and Episode 3, Yoda doesn't, like, forcibly attack Darth Sidious or Count Dooku. He like, kind of is the one that's kind of backing away and waiting for things to happen. But same thing with Dumbledore. He kind of, like, he's like, Tom, you're not, you know, don't do this. So they would both be, like, circling each other, talking to each other for a long time. You really would have no clue.
Mikey,
what, like,
I love
what
it
happen.
When you get into things. I love
See?
It when you get into things.
I don't know. Like, I really don't know who would win. I want to say Dumbledore, because, like, Dumbledore, I'm, like, Dumbledore's man through and through. But Yoda is, like, this little guy that would just be hopping around. I think it would be amazing to see it. So, I don't know.
Yoda's kind of like Gandhi, only not.
Only greener.
Yeah, only greener. But he's real peaceful. But I think Dumbledore would win.
Martin Warlick is writing in at MuggleCast.com/live from Raleigh, North Carolina. He says, Chuck Norris knows the last digit of pi. That's crazy.
Chuck Norris is amazing, I must say.
Not to inflate your ego, Muggy, Mikey, but Bubble from Michigan writes, Mikey, I'm officially in love with you.
Hey, Mikey.
Yes.
John Grobes writes, create a poll, Harry Potter versus Star Wars. That's a good idea.
Guys, really? All right, right now, on this Harry Potter versus Star Wars poll, we all know Harry Potter's going to win. Why?
Yeah, because everyone likes
Harry
Potter.
Podcast.
That's true, but let's do it anyway, because we can do a million polls. I'm starving
make
for polls.
Wait, I think you guys should make the poll, Yoda versus Dumbledore, and give it really thought, guys. You know, even if you don't like Star Wars, think about it. Like, if you've seen Yoda fight, he's this all-wisdom. When 900 years old you get, will you look that good? Come on. He's great.
And if lightsabers can absorb magic, then obviously Yoda's going to win.
But again, though, you remember, they're both not going to fight each other in the sense that they're not going to attack each other, not going to use anger and stuff like that.
Okay,
who knows?
The poll is now live. The poll is now live. Dumbledore versus Yoda. So feel free to vote.
I'm not going to vote on this. I want to see how it turns out.
But,
like, really, guys, you know, we all love Harry Potter, but think about it. Dumbledore versus Yoda, these two great masters. Sorry,
well,
this is what I get into.
Dumbledore can use necromancy, can't he? Can Yoda use occlumency? Can...
What about Flitwick and R2-D2?
What? Wait, who in
R2-D2? Flitwick.
Oh,
no context.
They're played by the same character? and Wicket and Flitwick, and how many characters are played by Warwick Davis in Star Wars? There's like 8 or 9. So Flitwick versus 8 or 9 characters he plays in Star Wars. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Oh, can I give a shout out?
Sure,
to
sure.
Kenny Davis.
Kenny Davis.
Utah, I just moved from Utah, and you guys are like my savior moving from Utah to Arkansas.
Oh, well, good. Glad. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, good call. Let's take a... Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Oh, how you doing?
Hi. Good. I just wanted to say that you guys really need to accept the call from... Brian, his Skype name is actually Brian. He has an awesome joke for you guys, and he keeps trying to get through, and you guys just haven't answered his call yet. And
what's his
really
Skype name?
His
what's
day.
His Skype name?
Brian.
No, spell it out for me.
Bryarn.
Okay, Brian. Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're breathing really heavy. You're scaring me.
I really want him to get on, because he's been trying to get on for the longest time.
Okay, let's see. Oh, okay, yeah, I saw he called in earlier. We're getting them in here right now.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Hold on 1 second, though, because now you're not talking with everyone else. There we go. Is everyone in here now? Oh. Hold on. Wait. Let's do this the right way. Man, I'm such a bad podcaster. I'm quitting. Okay, thank you for calling, Jackie. We got him now. Okay.
All right.
Hold on. Wait a second. Wait a second. One more. Zoom. Okay, let's try this one more time. Okay, we're good now.
How are we all doing?
Doing great, thanks.
All right.
How are you? What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Brian. I'm from New York.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
And now, this is actually a kind of inappropriate joke. So I was kind of, what's the word?
See, here's the thing. We would be the gods of comedy if this wasn't a children's program. But we have to censor ourselves so much that we have, you know, we're not funny. Right. So, anyway, what's your joke? Try to keep it as family-friendly as possible. Substitute words if you have to.
All right. So I figured out a safe way to fit an elephant in a suitcase.
Okay.
And you take the S out of safe and the F out of way. If you do that,
So say this again?
So that you have a safe way to fit an elephant in a suitcase.
Okay.
And you take the S out of safe.
Okay.
And the F out of way.
F out of way? There's no F in way. I fell right into that one. Oh, God. That was good. I'm humiliated now. I actually...
How loud you laughed.
Sorry. I wrote Safeway on a piece of paper and I was crossing out the letters. Okay, that was good.
All right, and I just had to make a shout out to my best friend Wallace and in Spot. She, you know, she's a great person and I like her a lot.
Okay. Any other jokes? No, I'm entertained.
No, I got nothing. I'm sorry.
Jamie's silent though. I think he's a little upset that he can't come up with something this good. He's not even here. Maybe that's the problem.
No, I'm here.
Okay. It was a pretty funny joke.
What was it?
Tell it one more time, Brian.
All right. So I found out a safe way to fit an elephant in a suitcase.
Okay.
And you take the S out of safe and the F out of way.
What?
You take the S out of safe and the F out of way.
I have no idea what's going
on. See, what he's trying to say is there's no letter F in the word way.
So you say there's no F in way. I guess it's American humor.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that joke.
Yeah, that is quite American humor. I'm not gonna lie.
I enjoyed it.
Very funny though. Very funny.
All right. Thanks for
No problem. Thanks for what did you say about Pickleback?
I didn't say anything about Pickleback.
I thought you mentioned it earlier. No.
No. Sorry.
Okay. I'm nuts then. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
There's no F in way, guys. Okay. Well, that's thank you funny. For that. That was wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to take a break now and regroup, and in the next hour, we'll take some more calls. Also, I'm hearing somebody may be calling us back. I'm not too sure about that, but we'll get to that in a second. You are listening to MuggleCast Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl, and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eyes. These days, I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name is Veronica. Well, it was all 65 years ago when the world was the street as she lived, and a young man sailed on a ship in the sea through the picture of Veronica. I'm the actress of Henrietta, and as she closed her eyes upon the world and picked upon the bones of last week's news.
Yeah! I live in California. Often find myself wishing for a colder winter. Wanna watch it snow outside. See the castle by moonlight. I'm going to Hogwarts for Christmas. I'm going to Hogwarts this winter. To escape this day to day.